Welcome back. Another edition of the Wobcast coming to you from Sports Authority Studios at Winter Park. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. Producer Mike Hurst is here as well, and it's another busy week here at Winter Park. OTAs have resumed. We had OTAs 1, 2, and 3 last week. OTAs are back with 4, 5, and 6 this week. And with OTAs resuming, two of the team's best players have rejoined the club, and that is Percy Harvin and Chad Greenway. Percy Harvin was here and around the facility, but wasn't a full participant in last week's practices. He was on the field to kick off OTAs this week. Looks good, looks fresh and explosive, in a good mood. We caught up with Percy after Tuesday's practice. That interview is on Vikings.com. You can check it out. The other guy who rejoined the team was Chad Greenway, who had an excused absence. OTAs are voluntary, but he made the team aware of his absence last week as he was tending to a family matter, but he's back this week on the field looking good, and the defense looks and plays a lot different when Chad is around, so it's always good to get him back. Now, a guy on the Vikings roster who has worked and worked well through every OTA so far this offseason and has been a participant in the offseason program and signed with the Vikings as a free agent just before the draft is wide receiver Jerome Simpson. And he's been impressive so far. He and Christian Ponder already developing a good rapport, good chemistry. So it's good to have him on the team. He's going to bring a great dynamic to this offense. He is our guest on today's Wobcast, and he's in Sports Authority Studios with us right now. Jerome Simpson joins us. Hey, Jerome, how's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good.
You like being a Viking?
Love being a Viking.
Yeah. You're a few OTAs in now. We've had four of them, and this week we're going to have five and six. How do you feel about some of your new teammates? We have some playmakers on this offense. Percy's practicing now. Adrian was here last week, and a couple young quarterbacks. How do you feel about your teammates?
A lot of great guys. One thing I really like about them are that they're hard workers, and everybody's out here grinding and trying to get better, and they're just humble guys, and it's a joy being around them.
You went to school at Coastal Carolina, had a really good career there. We'll get to that in a little bit. You're a second-round pick from Cincinnati in 2008. You work your way up, and you become a free agent, and you land here. What was it coming from Cincinnati where you had a good time there? What was it about Minnesota and the Vikings that made you decide to come here?
I just liked the direction that they were going, the coaching. And Coach Stewart, George Stewart, he was a big factor, too, of me coming here. Ever since I came out, I wanted to play for him. And we seemed like we had that bond back then. And then as soon as I got here again, we still had that same bond. Wow. like I never left. It's just awesome just to be able to play for him and for this organization and the city.
So the bond that you talk about with Coach Stewart, was that from when you were coming out in the draft?
Yes, that's when I was coming out in the draft,
in 2008. Mm-hmm. And so in your visits with the Vikings, you got to know him. Did you think the Vikings were interested? Or, I mean, I'm sure a lot of teams expressed interest in you, but what was it with Coach Stewart specifically that you two kind of hit it off?
It just seemed like we just had a mutual bond of, like, he was going to help me be great. And, you know, when you can feel a good person and, like, he was going to help me eat off the field and on the field, and it's just like I could learn so much from him, and I'm learning a lot from him now, even though I've been in the league for going on 5 years now, and it's just, I love his motivation and the way he coaches and the way he pushes us.
Yeah. Well, you think he can help you. I think that you can help the Vikings. How do you think you can help the Vikings? What are you going to bring to this offense?
Being enthusiastic to play and just working hard and just being a great leader and try to lead the young guys in the positive direction. And I just love playing football and going out there having fun. I love coming to work every day and just going out there be able to run around and catch a football.
All right, I want to bring you back. I want to take you down memory lane. Coastal Carolina is where you went to school, and you played with and had a ton of success with Tyler Thigpen, who's a guy that Vikings fans know because the Vikings drafted Tyler. Maybe the year – was he a year ahead of you?
Yes, he was
okay,
a year
so
ahead
the Vikings
of
drafted him in 07. You come out in 08. You and Tyler – you guys connected. I think when you were a junior, you had 16 touchdowns
from
Tyler, so you and him were productive.
Yeah, man, a great guy. He knew where to put that ball at, and I knew where to be. He was great, and he's still in the league too, and he's doing really good. I think he's with the Bills now.
Yep.
And man, I just love seeing him play because I just like that's my guy there. You know,
that's a bond too. You're talking about the bond with Coach Stewart, the quarterback and the receiver get that same bond, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's my guy, man. He just knew where to put that ball at, and you know, I knew where to be.
Yeah, and you had 44 touchdowns in your career at Coastal Carolina. Obviously, you were good at football, but you also ran a little bit of track or participated in track. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I just kind of did track to keep me in shape and help me with my form and with running. And I did it in high school, too. I just went out there, and I was a long jumper and a 400-meter runner and high jumper, too. And I just went out there just to go compete and go to state. I went to state, regionals or state, one of those. I made one of those, yeah. And, you know, just going to compete, yeah.
So when you were in college and you were winning honor, all conference honors and all that, was it ever Olympic qualifying? Did you ever consider that?
Nah, because football's, that's been my passion, my love.
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe after this football career, maybe or something, I could go try to do something for the Olympics with the long jump or high jump or something. Yeah.
So you'd rather sprint to the end zone than the finish line.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you're saying? And do a front flip before you get there.
Exactly.
That's how people remember you. I mean, you want to be remembered for, like, getting double-digit touchdowns and all that eventually. Mm-hmm. But right now, people must bring that up to you, the front flip against Arizona last year.
Yeah, that's kind of what people remember me by right now.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully I want to change that in that people think of me as a great football, overall football player. But, you know, I mean, that helped me, you know, kind of get my name noticed and just being an athletic player that makes dynamic plays and just loves to be out there, you know, would do whatever it takes to score.
Yeah. Did that just, like, was that just an impulse?
Yeah, it was. It was just something that just happened. I just kind of.
Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed, man. It was cool.
Yeah, I just jumped and my momentum kind of took me to do a front flip and. And I landed it, and I said in my mind, you know, it's kind of something that was kind of amazing. So I said, I got to pose. So that's why I threw my hands in the air like I did. So, but it was great, man. You know, I think I'm glad we won the game because I think if we wouldn't have won it, it wouldn't have been as, it's exciting. But, you know, we won it, and, you know, we pulled that thing out.
Yeah, Jerome Simpson is our guest on today's Wobcast. Jerome came to the Vikings from Cincinnati where you played with two very well-known wide receivers, T.O. and Ocho Cinco.
Yeah.
Tell us about those guys, man. Ocho Cinco seems like he's always in the spotlight and in the media, but it seems like it's never really for a bad reason. He just seemed like a good dude.
Yeah, he is. He, you know. He likes the attention.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. A great guy. I learned a lot from him. He really taught me how to go out there and really work every day, you know, no matter what, you know, how you feeling, just always going out there and trying to compete and make yourself better every day.
Yeah. And T.O., too, I mean, for all the joking or ripping that you could do on that guy, I mean, he's had a Hall of Fame career and playing well late into his career, too. I mean, there's a lot of things that a young player could take from T.O., too, right?
Yeah, you know, you take positive things is T.O., he's one of the guys that he takes care of his body. You know, that's one thing I kind of got from him is just taking care of my body. I bought a hyperbaric chamber.
Okay.
And that helped me, like, after games and everything.
Really?
And, yeah, just to get my red blood cells back to normal and just healing faster.
Can you bring that in here?
Hell yeah.
Like, long days here in the studio. If we want to recover, can you bring that here?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. You know, get more oxygen throughout your body, yeah. But it's a great tool, to, you know, for football players, you know, for us to for injuries and, you know, just getting the soreness out of it. Yeah.
In Cincinnati, you played with a young quarterback, Andy Dalton, here with Christian Ponder, same draft class, Christian Ponder and Andy Dalton. So you kind of saw him progress in his first year. What do you see so far from Christian Ponder that you really like?
I can relate to him really good. He's a good guy. We even got to hang out a little bit, went to get some food, and he's just an overall great guy. He can throw the ball.
Yeah.
And he communicates really well, you know. If we make a bad play, he forgets about it, on to the next play. And we're going to make a lot of plays this year. I really believe it.
Yeah, it looks like already you guys have pretty good chemistry. Mm-hmm. I mean, I see just out there at OTAs, it's not like I'm charting it or anything, but I think he throws the ball to you quite a bit, and it just seems like the timing isn't perfect yet. You still have to work on it, but it just seems like it's pretty good so far.
Yeah, we're just trying to make plays, you know. I'm just trying to get open for him, and he's going to put the ball where it needs to be. And, you know, if it's off, I'm going to go make a play for it. And, you know, if I'm off a little bit, he's going to throw it so that, you know, the defender can make a play.
Yeah.
And we just got to work together, man. And I really like the guy. He's unbelievable to me, too. You know, I just like his enthusiastic ways of just, you know, trying to go out there and make plays.
Yeah.
You know, he's really – He's the real deal.
I think he's trying to step into a leadership role. It's tough to do that when you're a rookie, mm-hmm. which he was last year, and we had Donovan McNabb here. So it's kind of tough for a player to do that, and I think he's trying to do that. But with you, you had a productive season last year, your best as a pro, mm-hmm. and now you're coming into your fifth year. So even though you're new to the team, do you feel like you need to step into a leadership role just like Christian does for the whole offense? Like you have to do that for the wide receivers, or is it not that way because it's your first year here? How do you handle that?
Well, I'm considered a veteran now. And yeah. we have a lot of young guys, you know, below me or whatever. And I'm considered like one of the old guys now. So I'm just, I guess, a natural born leader. I just try to do it through my play and working hard, you know. And if the guys need help with something, I always try to give them a tip here or there.
Yeah.
And but I really just try to just show it on the field and just by working hard. And so just being a positive example.
What else keeps you busy, man? I know I was reading up on you. You were a good basketball player in high school. You've been watching the NBA playoffs?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been watching those games
every
day.
Who's your squad?
I'm going with Boston. This is the goal that they win this year, yeah. So I'm going to go with Boston. I love KG. I love his fire. He's just, man, he's just awesome in there.
It's unbelievable, man. Isn't he? There's no one like him that is that intense.
Always on fire. Yeah, yeah, intense. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
It's like Ray Lewis for like his team. He's like that, right?
Yeah, for basketball. Yeah, exactly. He's unbelievable. Just that fire he has. And he did an interview one time, and it kind of motivated me. Just, man, just always going out there and being a dog and just giving it your all.
Yeah. People here in Minnesota hold him near and dear, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, he was a Wolf for a long time, man.
Yeah.
As it normally is, like when a really good player leaves his team, and maybe it was like that with Chad Ochocinco when he left Cincinnati, but when a really good player leaves his team that he's been with for a long time, it's usually never pretty.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't really pretty for KG when he left here, but I think a lot of people are kind of coming back to that now.
Uh-huh.
And rooting for him just like you are. It would be really cool to see those guys beat the Heat and get to the finals.
Yeah, it really would, yeah.
What else have you been doing? You been find anything fun to do here in Minnesota? You've only been here a short time. Have you moved all your stuff from – I saw in the equipment room you got a huge box of stuff.
Yeah.
You had to go through that. How about all your stuff from home? You got that moved
yet? Yeah, I'm in the process of getting everything moved here now. What now I'm doing now is the bike trails here are awesome.
Oh, yeah? You like to bike?
The bike, yeah. I like to bike. Cool. And I've been on a couple of trails here and that's one thing I see that Minnesota, they have a lot of outdoor things to do.
Yeah, which is we do fun. Love our outdoors here.
Yeah, so it's really fun. And I just got a new puppy, too, a French bulldog.
Really?
Yeah, Yoshi is his name.
Yoshi?
Yeah, Yoshi.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he has a blue head with a white body here. He's pretty awesome. Yeah, he's a cute guy.
That's cool.
He's stealing all the girls, though.
Yeah, well, that's part of why you got him, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Like babies or dogs, one or the other, you bring them, and they're like it's like a magnet,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah. We like to ask new players this. Have you been to Mall of America?
Oh, yes, I have a couple of times.
You find stuff there to shop for, right?
Yes, it's awesome. It's like, what, three and a half levels and with the roller coaster. And, man, it's shopping galore there.
Are you a roller coaster rides guy?
Oh, yeah, I love roller coasters, yeah. If I go to a theme park, I have to get on every roller coaster.
Okay, I got good news because the Vikings typically hold their holiday party at – Mall of America.
Okay.
So
I will be there.
If you come, you're going to get an invite.
Yeah.
So if you come, and there's no lines now.
Yeah.
You get to ride on every single one, man.
All right. So, I will be there.
Yeah. Well, man, thanks for joining us. We're going to let you go. It's been a long day of OTAs. You're going to get out of here now?
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing I was going to ask you, you said you're going to the U of M to speak to a group or whatever you got going on. Do you get involved in some community projects every now and then?
I love the community.
Yeah.
Well, my major in college was recreation sports management, working with people with disabilities. And I have just a knack of just being able, like a cool guy, you know, I can talk to anybody. And
just like this, man. Yeah.
Just a humble guy and, you know, have fun and try to make people laugh. So,
cool.
You know, I love doing community things. So, you know, as many community events as I can do, I am.
All right, man. We'll go do it. We'll let you go.
All right.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Jerome is one of our new faces here on the Vikings, and there are several new players that the Vikings have right now that I think are going to make an impact for us in 2012. And before we let you go, let's go over a couple of those. Jerome Simpson is one of them. I think he brings a vertical element to the passing game. He has deep speed that Christian Ponder can use to stretch the defense, especially on the outside, open things up underneath. Jerome can even run some crossing routes, some deep crossing patterns, some post routes. I think he's got a versatile route tree. And so he's going to be a great addition to this offense. Another guy who's going to be a great addition to the passing offense is John Carlson, tight end, came from the Seattle Seahawks. He's a native of Minnesota, so a lot of Minnesota football fans recognize his name. He was a star at Litchfield in basketball and football, went to Notre Dame, was a standout there, drafted, played for Seattle. He's with the Vikings now. He's going to team up with Kyle Rudolph, and that's a very good 1-2 tight end combo for the Vikings. We've seen the New England Patriots have success with that philosophy. Other teams starting to copy that. The NFL is a copycat league. The Vikings are in on it. They had Schenko and Rudolph last year. They have Carlson and Rudolph this year. I think John Carlson is a new face that will make an impact. One more on offensive skill position players, new face who will make an impact, I think, is Brian Walters. He's a free agent receiver the team signed this offseason, played for San Diego. A Cornell kid. You might look at him and think he's undersized, but I don't think that's going to matter. Antoine Winfield, a lot of people think he's undersized. That hasn't impacted him. Brian Walters, a good route runner, good hands. He's diminutive. I think he can even contribute in the return game. So he's a guy to watch here the rest of the offseason program. And once we get down to Mankato and get to training camp, I suggest you keep an eye out for Brian Walters. A couple more. Matt Khalil, draft pick. He's a new face. It's cliche to call the first-round pick a guy who's going to contribute. That should be an obvious one, but he is a new face, and I do think he'll be a big-time contributor for the Vikings. Starting left tackle, make a big difference on that offensive line. Fellow first-round pick, Harrison Smith, another new face who's going to make a big impact for this Vikings team in 2012. On that defense, try and shore up the safety position. He's a good, sure, sound tackler, takes good angles on the ball. He's going to be a reliable guy, and if he can get his hands on the ball, he's going to make a few interceptions as well. And last but not least, a new face. It's not a new name, Jasper Brinkley. You all know him. We drafted him in the fifth round in 2008, so he's not necessarily new, but for the purposes of this discussion, he's a new face because he was injured all of last year, was on the injured reserve, didn't play. Jasper Brinkley is on the field, looks good, trying to get his feet going, get his feet on the ground, get back in the team. It takes a while for players to get their legs under them sometimes when they're coming back from an injury, but Jasper's doing a good job. He's playing the middle linebacker spot in this defense right now. The team really looking at him to make big contributions on this defense in 2012. I'm confident he's going to be able to do that. So the Vikings coming off of last season, a lot of new faces in that. That's not always a bad thing. You get some of those guys to come in here and mix well. I think Jerome Simpson, John Carlson, Matt Khalil, Harrison Smith, and Jasper Brinkley are new faces who are going to make impacts for us in 2012. Looking forward to watching them play. And we thank Jerome Simpson for joining us on the Wobcast. As you can tell, he's a cool cat. It'll be fun to watch him play. That is it for us today. I'm Mike Wobshaw. Thanks again for listening. We'll leave you with a hit from Lil Flip. Take it away.